Sunday night, after the shooting at the Orlando nightclub Pulse, Seattle and Tacoma both held vigils to commemorate the people who were killed and to grieve together. People have been posting about their grief and anger on social media, and you just heard Stranger editor Dan Savage a moment ago talking about how he wants his city to react to those shootings here during Pride Month. This morning, on the Sea Line bus from West Seattle, KUOW's senior editor Jim Gates witnessed another response to the Orlando shooting. Hi, Jim.
Hey there, Bill.
Will you tell us what happened on your bus ride into work this morning?
Yeah, like you said, I was riding the Sea Line, and the bus was crowded. It was packed, and everybody's just sort of staring at their smartphones like they do, you know, in their own little worlds. And we were just about to cross over the Seattle Bridge, the West Seattle Bridge, and then suddenly this guy right next to me just starts singing. At the top of his lungs, he belts out, "What the world needs now is love." And I was just kind of shocked, and the whole bus sort of stared at him, surprised. And then towards the end of the song, I grabbed my smartphone and recorded just the end of it.
Love, sweet love, it's the only thing that there's just human love.
Who is this guy, Jim? Why was he singing?
Well, that was Daniel Tidwell. He works at the Seattle School of Theology and Psychology, and he's the alumni programs coordinator. He said he was singing in response to the Orlando, Florida shootings.
So the bus was, like, packed full of people. We were kind of here like sardines, and so it was, like, ghostly quiet on the bus. And just after the events of this weekend, and my own just moving through grief and sadness, just realized, like, oh, it's way too quiet in here for me to go this whole way into Seattle without anybody saying we need each other. To do something to remind people to reach out to each other. So that's as much for me as for everybody else.
So Daniel told me he wanted to bring a little light to people's day and connect with them. And I asked him if he normally sings on buses, and he said he's an introvert and this was completely unlike him.
You said this is a crowded bus, Jim. How did the other passengers react to Daniel's rendition of "What the World Needs Now is Love"?
Well, you know, it did prompt a little conversation. One woman next to me suggested singing "Zippity-Doo-Dah," but nobody had the courage to start it up.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I can imagine people going home tonight and talking to their loved ones and saying, you know what, I was on the bus today and some guy just started belting out "What the World Needs Now is Love." So I think Daniel did get a conversation going.
Yeah, I think he did too. So beyond his bursting into song, you talk more to Daniel about handling mm-hmm. the grief out of the Orlando shooting.
Yeah, and he was quite reflective. And he said you can't really move past it. What you have to do is just sort of be with it.
There are things that break us open, and so we have to go deeper, feel the grief, but also then that's how we can sort of feel love and repair and grow. We can't just brush it off with the news cycle. We kind of have to allow it to keep affecting us in a way that grows deeper compassion.
Let the grief affect us to grow deeper compassion. That advice over the bus announcement came to you today from Daniel Tidwell, spontaneous Seattle bus singer, and KUOW senior editor Jim Gates. Thanks for pulling out your iPhone and sharing the story with us.
Thank you.
What about you? Are you moving through grief over this massacre? How do you do that? We would all like to know. Call and tell us how you handle grief. Our feedback line is 206-221-3663. 221-3663. You can also email us with your thoughts and your stories on processing grief. Our email address is record@kuow.org, and we might use your comments on the air.